Psalm 81, When God Interrupts the Music. Psalm 81 is one of the Bible's most unsettling worship songs. It begins with festival joy, tambourine, lyre, harp, and the blast of the shofar. The people are keeping sacred time by the moon, new moon, full moon, feast day. In ancient Israel, holiness was not checked on a wristwatch. It was heard across the hills in the sound of the ram's horn. But then suddenly, the song changes. The liturgy becomes a courtroom. God interrupts the music. That turn is the point. The psalm opens with noise, but its burden is hearing. Again and again, the central word is listen, the Hebrew shema, the same covenant word that stands behind Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel. Israel knew how to make a joyful sound. What they had lost was a yielded ear. There is a warning here for every church rich in songs, sermons, conferences, and language about revival. Worship can be loud while the heart remains closed. The most chilling line is not a threat of invasion, but a sentence of abandonment. So, I gave them over to their stubborn hearts, English Standard Version. This is one of Scripture's severest judgments. It anticipates Romans 1:24-28. God's wrath is sometimes revealed not by striking us down, but by letting us keep going uncorrected. Calvin saw this clearly. When God allows us to walk in our own counsels, that is not freedom, but ruin. Modern Western Christians often fear suffering more than self-rule. Psalm 81 teaches the opposite. The most dangerous thing that can happen to a soul is to be left alone with itself. Then comes one of the tenderest invitations in the Psalms, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." English Standard Version. Augustine loved this line because he understood that God not only gives gifts, he enlarges desire. Small desires make small Christians. The problem in the wilderness was not merely that Israel sinned, it was that they wanted too little. They preferred familiar slavery to living dependence on God. They wanted relief, but not communion. And the ending is almost wild in its beauty. With honey from the rock I would satisfy you. In the hills of Israel, wild honey could indeed be found in rock crevices, so the image is not fantasy. But it is still meant to feel impossible. Sweetness from stone, abundance from hardness, delight from what seemed barren. This is more than agricultural poetry. It is a pattern of redemption. The God who brought water from the rock can also bring honey from it. In Christ, the rock struck for us, 1 Corinthians 10:4, even hard places become nourishing. Yesterday, we prayed for God to restore the vine. Psalm 81 tells us restoration is not only about God visiting us, it is about us listening when he does. Suggested cross-references, Exodus 22:3, Deuteronomy 6:4-5, Romans 1:24-28, Hebrews 3:7-15, 1 Corinthians 10:1-4. Hymn suggestion, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." Prayer, "Lord, save me from noisy religion and a deaf heart. Open my ears to your voice, my mouth to holy hunger, and my life to your rule. Where my heart is hard, bring honey from the rock. Teach me to listen, trust, and walk in your ways through Jesus Christ. Amen."